act right is. In 1948, from the small Florida panhandle town of Crestview, W.B. Hughes preached the gospel on the radio. I do not know if it was a daily program such as a Monday through Friday or a Monday through Saturday program, or if it was a Sunday-only program. But some 12 to 15 miles away in the little village of Baker, Florida, U.L. Allen, a 23-year-old blind man, sat by his radio waiting to hear Brother Hughes's sermon. U.L. hung on every word that Brother Hughes spoke and absorbed the simple message that was proclaimed. On August the 5th, 1948, at great personal cost, U.L. Allen was baptized into Christ by Burl Hughes. He was immediately expelled from his home by his father. 7 months later, having only a Braille Bible as his resource, U.L. preached his first sermon. He went on to become a gospel preacher. He served churches in Blackman, Florida, and in Baker, Florida, and then devoted his life to evangelistic meetings, establishing a number of congregations in the process. His meeting work took him to 15 states, including Hawaii, as well as to Canada and to Africa. He preached on the radio. He baptized many people, including, yes, eventually, his father, his mother, his sister, and several other relatives. If you have Preachers of Today, volumes 2 and 3, look up U.L. Allen. Those are the initials, U and L, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, and read the interesting story that I have just related. I spent my early years in the Florida Panhandle, and I heard W.B. Hughes preach in a number of gospel meetings. As a boy 12 or 13 years old, I knew U.L. Allen. U.L. would always attend any gospel meeting in the Florida Panhandle or along southern Alabama, the border of southern Alabama. The churches were small, by and large. They were scattered, and we supported each other's meetings. And when Brother Allen would show up, people would always flock to him, and they would say, "Brother Allen, we're glad you're here. It is so good to see you." And Brother Allen would respond with a big smile on his face, "It is good to see you too." The last time I remember seeing UL was in Clarksville, Tennessee in the late 1960s when I was preaching there. He and Howard Blazer Sr. came by the Madison Street Church building one morning to visit with me. It was ladies' Bible class day, and I asked UL to speak to the class. The ladies were utterly captivated by him and by his amazing knowledge of the scriptures. How many souls will be in heaven because of the preaching of U.L. Allen? We do not know, do we? Converted to Christ, by radio preaching. I'm honored to be invited to speak here today at this luncheon. The power of radio and TV preaching in the restoration movement. My speech will be largely an anecdotal history of the power of radio and TV preaching in the restoration movement. Tom Childers asked that I tell some funny stories. I will try to accommodate as they fit into the flow of my speech and as time permits. My own experience in radio preaching began early. In the summer of 1957, at the Clement Street Church of Christ in Paducah, Kentucky, when I was 19 years old. It was the summer between my second and third year here at Fried Hardeman as a student. I preached that summer at Clement Street while Frank Gould, the regular preacher, held his meetings. It was a period of some 9 to 10 weeks, and it was a tremendous experience for a young preacher boy such as myself. That work at Clement Street included a 15-minute radio program every day, Monday through Friday. I would get to the office at Clement Street early and begin working on my radio message for that day. I knew exactly how many typewritten pages of script I needed for the 13 and a half to 14 minutes that I would be on the air. I did not attempt to talk about the authorship of Deuteronomy. I did not try to discuss the codification of the Pentateuch or any of the many millennial theories. I stuck with the things that I knew, the simple basics. I preached faith, repentance, confession, baptism, the establishment of the church, the identity of the church, worship, everyday Christian living. I don't know that I converted anyone that summer by my radio preaching, but the gospel was preached. The program that Clement Street had conducted for many years continued, and a young preacher grew in grace and knowledge and gained invaluable experience. Frank Gould preached at Clement Street for 14 years and conducted the radio program all those years, and I'm sure that many were converted to the Lord and strengthened in the faith by his radio preaching. He was known throughout the area and preached to form what is today the Campbell Street Church in Jackson. But in those days, the Central Church conducted a 15-minute Monday through Friday radio program as well as a Sunday morning radio program. The weekday program was near the noon hour, and it was in tandem with Paul Harvey News, Wayne Poucher's Lifeline program, and the Central Church of Christ. Now, I don't remember the specific order in which those three programs came, but I know that they were back to back.
You know, I was always on that side of the state, and so a lot of kids were in Maplewood.
Sure.
And so I'm looking forward.